You're listening to a Marketplace special on the economics of disability. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. From care that addresses conditions you're born with to care for acquired injuries. John, this is your area of expertise. You work in neurocritical care. Describe what that is.
As an occupational therapist, I see patients who've just sustained a neurological injury, like a stroke or a spinal cord injury. I see patients in the earliest phases of their recovery and help them get to inpatient rehabilitation. Inpatient rehab after an injury like this is incredibly important because it's where patients either regain their function or learn to adapt to and cope with their new abilities, with the goal of returning to their lives and their families.
And we wanted to get a sense of what rehab is like after an injury or a stroke. So we sent producer Eliza Mills to Rancho Los Amigos Rehabilitation Center in Downey, California.
We'll let her give you an audio tour.
Every year, about 75,000 people receive care at Rancho Los Amigos. It's one of the largest rehab centers of its kind in the U.S., and it's been around for over a century. There are old-fashioned mission-style buildings, and behind them, a huge modern hospital. Patients come here after traumatic injuries or strokes to work with doctors and therapists. There's a gym with adaptive equipment, bingo nights, exercise classes, and there are support groups. This stroke support group, run through a program called No Barriers, that's No with a K and a W, has been meeting every Wednesday for years now. It got so big that they had to start a second one, and attendees like Mark Heffington find it really helpful.
People come in here with problems, whether it's, you know, putting a shirt on or a jacket or a problem with finances or their home. A lot of the people here go home, research, and come back with solutions for everybody. It's very supportive that way and very creative that way.
Mark's a peer mentor for the group. It helps with everything from learning new skills to researching Social Security disability insurance.
When you have your stroke, you get like a year of disability through the state.
That's Miguel Portillo.
Mine's about to run out. I'm going to have my year in July. So my finances is going to be really affected now.
Before his stroke, Portillo worked in inventory in a large warehouse, operating a forklift, crunching numbers. He says he can't do his job anymore. That's something the rest of the group can empathize with. Here's Darren Brooks, the group's newest member.
It's very difficult that you go from being just a regular middle-class person to down to a zero. The closeness that the group have helped me tremendously with my stroke because I stopped feeling like, why did this happen to me?
Another common theme for this group is a desire to work, to participate in the economy. Here's Margaret Moore.
I get Social Security because they retired me, and I don't want to stay retired because I'm too young for that. I live in a nursing home, so I get $35 a month to do everything I need. I'd love to go back to work. I'm not quite sure what I could do, but I'm going to find something.
For some of the group, one of the most meaningful things they have found has been the community here at Rancho. Fred Dupuis is another peer mentor for the group. He found solace here.
I couldn't even speak because my stroke was on the left side of the brain. I was a small businessman in fire protection, and I lost everything. Because of No Barriers, I'm a peer mentor now, and it gave me back the will to live.
Rehab gave him his voice and his life back. In Downey, California, I'm Eliza Mills for Marketplace.
Thanks to Rancho Los Amigos for giving us an inside look at the community there. And to Mark Heffington, Miguel Portillo, Darren Brooks, Margaret Moore, and Fred Dupuis for speaking with us.